We welcome you here, O God. We welcome you here. Establish your kingdom in our hearts. We welcome you here. We welcome you here, O God. We welcome you here. Establish your kingdom in our hearts. We welcome you here. We welcome you here, O God. We welcome you here. Establish your kingdom in our hearts. I may be broken, but you are welcome. I may need your healing, still I say you're welcome. I know you're able, in spite how I feel, and I am depending on your word revealed. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Have your way. You are welcome. You worship, all of my worship. receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Father, receive my worship, all of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Father, receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Father, receive my worship, all of my worship. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Receive my worship, all of my worship. Here's my worship, all of my worship. Father, receive my worship, all of my worship. You are welcome. You are welcome. You have your way, oh, you are welcome, you are welcome, you You are welcome. at this moment, I'm
And we praise God that all of you have joined us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, our Heavenly King, our Almighty God, our confidant, our friend, our Savior, our all in all, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we were able to get up and breathe on our own without the need for a ventilator or a respirator. We thank you, Lord, that we are moving and breathing, and it's not because of our own strength, but it's because of you, and we give you the highest praise. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to worship you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for beautiful Psalmist Kaylin, who led us in worship this morning. Bless her indeed, I ask, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Master's Call family. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who were obedient to start this call almost 10 years ago. God, you know exactly what they stand in need of. So, Father, I ask that you just heap tsunami blessings and favor and direction and guidance on them today. Oh, Lord, I ask that you continue to be with the Diaz de Leon family as they crank out new products, Lord, that will make this world a healthier world, particularly in the midst of the time that we are in. Father, we thank you for the speaker who is going to bring a word that we know is going to bless us. Lord, I ask that you continue to use the speaker, Lord, and I know that it will be all of you and none of that person, Lord. Oh, God, that you just speak through them in the name of Jesus. Bless their day today, Lord. And whatever their hands touch, God, I ask that they prosper. And, God, all the requests that we will put before you now and later, we know that the answer, there is the answer, because when you said in your word, when we pray, not only do you hear us, but you answer us, and we give you praise. Now, we bind that old slew foot devil in the name of Jesus, because he nor are his cohorts welcome on this call. We give you praise, O God, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I'm going to turn you over to our host, but before doing so, I just need to let you know that from my heart to yours, I really do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. And we'd like to welcome you all here with the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. First, let me say thank you, thank you, thank you. Psalmist Kaylin for opening us up in worship and starting us on this call. And again, to my beautiful sister, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And again, we are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us on this call. And we want to give you a little bit of information about the call. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And when they started this call, we know they started it based on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And you know, when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. We have an awesome website that you can visit if you want to get more information about the website. About the Master's Call. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And all of the messages have been archived and recorded since the start of since October 2010. And we know that there are the list of speakers and our bios. And then we also know that if you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, as a greeter, as a host, or if you feel like God has given you a word for such a time as this. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net, and either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that is held Monday through Friday. A team of dynamic and great leaders throughout artists' life give us the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617 pound. If you need the bypass number, if you're having trouble with your cellular service company, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today on the Morning Motivational Call is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by our wonderful Diamond President, Victoria and Reggie Flanagan. And we know that they are going to bring forth the information and give us what we need and learn about our products. So I am about to get out of the way so that I can bring the powerhouse, word-delivering woman of God before you this morning. Today's minister is none other than Minister Roslyn Peters. Minister Roslyn is a woman after God's own heart. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. She has been married to Sir John for many years, and we know that she is just a powerhouse songbird as well. So I am going to get out the way and introduce my friend to some and present her to others, none other than our very own Minister Roslyn Peters. Minister Roslyn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The floor is yours.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Prophetess Kai, my great friend. I thank you for introducing me this morning. And thanks to Minister Willa for that beautiful prayer this morning. And our psalmist, Kaylin, wow, you really set the tone. I will always worship you. I will not be silent, but I will always worship you. Thank you for that awesome song. I love that song. And I want to just thank two awesome leaders, Pastor P.K. Robinson, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, for just throwing me out here and having me speak this word this morning. I just won't be before you long, but I just praise God for this morning. Now, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. My title this morning is, Have You Been Tested? Have you been tested? We all suffer from a terminal blood disease, and if we don't receive the cure, we will surely die. This is a universal tool. This is a universal disease, but where did it come from? Did it originate in China or some experimental lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland? Yes, the world is shaken, taken off guard, and turned upside down by an unseen virus that has plagued all mankind since the first man. It began a long time ago, and it has infected billions of people, with the numbers rising daily. As a result, many people wonder, is there any place on earth that is safe? Well, the answer, my friends, is both yes and no. No, there is no place in this earth that is completely safe. We live in a fallen world that is under God's curse, because of man's original sin in the Garden of Eden. As a result, danger can lurk anywhere, at any time. There is no place on this planet where there is we are 100% safe. But the answer is yes. The answer is yes also. Yes, there is a place, a safe place for those who place their faith and hope in God. Dell reports from every state, from every city, every county, and every nation tracking the spread of this virus are similar to the satellites that track weather systems as they move across the globe. These satellites provide advanced warnings of weather changes and alert us to possible dangers. And knowing the future in this way, it provides us with a little bit of comfort. It helps us to plan ahead and to avoid discomfort and danger. Knowing that danger is coming can also produce the opposite effect. It can breed discomfort, anxiety, and even crippling fear of impending doom. But the spread of this virus is different than a storm front that is moving in. Storm clouds can be seen ahead of time, but a virus that is impossible to the naked, that is invisible to the naked eye, cannot be seen until it has caused an infection. See, when you go to the doctor, he may ask you if you are experiencing shortness of breath. He might ask you if you're having a dry cough or if you have a fever. He's asking you for your symptoms so that he can diagnose your disease. The thing is, many diseases share the same symptoms, so he has to ask a lot of questions and run batteries of tests to try and narrow it down. He can't attempt to cure you or say you are incurable until he finds the cause of your symptoms. So all of this reminds us that life is uncertain. There is so much we don't know about the future, but those of us who trust in the Lord, there is a place of peace, a place of safety, because we embrace the biblical truth that God is sovereign over all. Psalms 103:19 says, "The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all." In times of crisis, we need to feed on the word of God so that we have a rock-solid foundation on which to build our lives, especially when we face times of great uncertainty or the fear of death. Psalms 46 offers us a foundation for trusting God in times of crisis. The primary emphasis of this psalm is not on trying to guess when and where storms will come, but to always realize that God is our only true safe place. We must learn to hide in God, finding our strength, our peace, and our rest in him. The Psalmist 46 writes, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Through the earth, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, God wants our trust in him." God wants our trust in him. It would be good if God would provide advance warning of the storms of life, but he typically does not warn us ahead of time. God tells us that in his word, in this world, we will have trouble, but he doesn't tell us when, where, and how. If he did, we will more likely walk by sight rather than by faith. we would make a mess of things rather than learning to lean and trust in him. Spiritually, we see symptoms as well. All mankind suffer from a malignant blood disease that is left, if left unchecked, not only kills the body, but the soul as well. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. God created man to be an internal being, but sin brought death to the body and to the spirit. Another word for death is separation. We are born sinners, separated from God. And if we die in the same condition, that separation lasts forever. Some might say that they are feeling pretty good and they doubt that they have any disease at all. I'm sure you've heard stories of people who seem to be in good health and just felt great until they went for a checkup and they found out not only did they have a terminal disease, but they had a short time to live. You see, God has given us the warning symptoms of our terminal disease. Galatians 5:19-21 says, the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Every person has at least one of these symptoms, although they may come in varying degrees, just like cancers progress in stages. Some may be almost unnoticeable to the eye, yet the symptoms are there. Without the proper treatment, death is the only prognosis. There is only one remedy. There is only one remedy. There is only one remedy, a blood transfusion by Jesus Christ. Yes, a blood transfusion by Jesus Christ is free. There is no copay. You can't pay for it. It's a gift. You can't do something wonderful to get it. He has done all that is necessary through his mercy and love. Romans 3:20-24 tells us, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sins. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. So as you can see from these verses, any attempt to self-medicate or use alternative medicines will fail. See, it's a genetic blood disease, so no one is exempt. No one is exempt. Everyone is looking to manufacture a drug or a vaccine for this coronavirus, but the cure for this disease will not be found in a lab, rather in the Lamb of God. Romans 10:8-13 says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is your mouth. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Now listen to this. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord is saved. This cure is not just for the rich, but for the repentant. The King James Version says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus, he makes house calls. Jesus, he comes to the jail and visits the hospital and can respond to you wherever you are. All you have to do is to call out to him, admitting that you have a disease and you want to be cured of it. I'm going to say that again. All you have to do is call out to him, admitting that you have a disease and want to be cured of it. Thank him for providing the cure by dying on the cross. Thank God the Father for accepting his son's sacrifice and for raising him from the dead to show us that it was accepted so we would have to wonder. We don't have to wonder if we're cured or not. If you pray sincerely, believing that God will do what he has promised, then you will be saved from the curse of sin and one day walk with God in eternity. You hear on the news about people wanting testing for the coronavirus. Before entering to places, they're asking to check your temperature and having a handheld device and having a body scan on you. They're checking you for fever and symptoms. They're looking for evidence of the disease. When they check your blood, they're looking for the presence of antibodies. This will signify that the virus was present at one time, but has been defeated by the body's immune system. God also gives us symptoms of those who have received the cure for sin, that we may be able to know them and to check ourselves to be sure that we have received the cure. Galatians 5:22-26 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Like the symptoms of the disease, these symptoms may be weak or may be strong depending on the person, but all should have some signs of these symptoms of spiritual healing in our life. If you have absolutely no signs of fruit, then some would say you have not received the cure. Only God knows your heart. James 2:14-26 tells us that if you have received the cure, there should be symptoms of it. Just as the symptoms of the disease were manifest, he is saying that there has to have some signs of cure working in your life. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. There are signs that something is going on because a person is different. He even walks and even sounds different. Well, God has a course of action that would take place in our life if the cure for sin is received. James is saying, don't tell me you're cured and have no symptoms of healing taking place. They may come slow or in spurts or even appear to cease at times, but healing will produce some positive symptoms or changes. Healing on the inside will show itself on the outside. Have you been tested? The works of the flesh are the symptoms of disease called sin. The fruits of the Spirit are the signs of the cure for the disease. Are the fruits of the Spirit strong in your life? Is there evidence that you possess the faith that you profess? Is your light shining before others that they will be seen, that they have seen our good deeds and are glorifying our Father in heaven? I pray it is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Prophetess Kai.
Well, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for that word. Have you been tested? We will be calling you back for the benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for this amazing woman of God and her word, have you been tested? Lord, we thank you that you are the cure, Father, and that we reside in a place where we are cured walking in you. Lord, we ask right now that you pour the virtue that she poured out to us back into her a hundredfold, oh God. Father God, give her peace which passes all understanding. Be in the midst of her household. Give her the desires of her heart according to the power that worketh in her, oh Heavenly Father, as she continues to just press into you, oh Lord. We ask that you be with her mother, oh Heavenly Father, in this uncertain time, Lord, but because we are walking in you, we know that we have victory over the coronavirus. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around these two amazing women and their families, oh God. Father God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you continue to keep Artist Life and the Des De Leon family in your care, oh Lord, because we know that you have called this into existence, oh Heavenly Father, and we know that they are walking according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for their lives and for the Artist Life family. So, Father, we ask you right now to just continue to touch each family affected by the coronavirus, Father. Be their peace which passes all understanding, Father. Give them your peace, your comfort, your rest, your joy, oh Heavenly Father, as they continue to process through this. Father, we pray for our president right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you remove the blinders from his eyes, Father, and plant those around him who will seek godly wisdom to his life, oh Lord, so that he can lead this country. Father, we continue to just seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness, because we know this is the way to get all those other things added unto us. So, Lord, we glorify you and magnify you because you are God all by yourself. So we just want to continue to lift up our family members and to lift up the country as we process through this coronavirus and give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and today's Awareness Wednesday topic is diabetes. Join the President's Flanagan, the Diamond President's Flanagan, for all of the wonderful information about the Artist Life products and diabetes. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Roslyn, for that on-time word. Have you been tested? Excuse me. To hear the playback, the number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. Again, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for just worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth and in song this morning and just preparing the hearts and minds of the people to receive the word. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Thank you, Minister Roslyn, for that on-time word. Have you been tested? And again, I will ask you to come back and give us our benediction.
Yes, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a good day.